RSN Central, the Midweek Masterclass. The boys from the mailbag join Gareth Hall on RSN Central.
0416 90 50 52. If you've got a question there for the Midweek Masterclass team, powered by the mailbag team, and they join us now, let's head to Jack Dickens first of all. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, G. Hall. How are you?
Good, thank you. I tell you what, Peter answered us. This is your week to shine. It's Railway Stakes Week there across in the West. Are you excited?
Gareth, I've got two of my best mates getting married on Railway Stakes Day. What? So I'll be trying to multitask as best as I can.
You've got some serious... Your work-life balance needs to really have to have a close look at it, I would imagine. Jack Dickens is his illustrious leader, because on several occasions over the last month or so, I've been asking Pete, what are you up to today, mate, on race day? And he's been at a wedding, Jack. He doesn't have friends in the racing caper, I guess.
Pistol's one of the most unique operators I've ever encountered, and that's why I love him so much. Not everyone has the ability to maintain that level that you and the Felgates in this world do. Like, you guys don't stop. Peter's a big life balance man, work to live, live to work sort of operator.
He's sort of like the hippie of this cricket side. He's sort of like the Zampa of our team here on RSN Central. A little bit left field, but he's nearly our best player.
Yeah, if he needs to make his coffee for a little bit longer, that's okay, because we need him sweet.
So what do you do during the wedding then, Pete? Are you going to be pictured there as the ceremony has begun and you're watching the concluding stages of the Railway Stakes and someone videos you and you go viral around the world?
Well, I'm actually doing one of the speeches or one of the readings, so I'll have the earpiece in listening to Macra, I'm sure, calling the guineas, or maybe I've got Solaire running around in the jungle mist. So if he gets up and about, I might get up and about. So it could be an interesting few speeches, few moments there.
I've got a question for you, Mark Roden, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here. Name two horses in the Railway Stakes on Saturday.
Got him. Is that the right race?
I love the Railway Stakes. I love WA, but it hasn't had the impact as it usually does on the eastern side of the country, Mark.
Certainly not, with no raiders or visitors, whatever you call them this year. You know, was it last year Kamentari was going over to run in all the big sprints over in Perth and won one? That sort of stuff adds interest to fans on this side of the country. I mean, Perth racing is still great, and I don't know. It just robbed it of a little bit of interest from our side of the country.
Hey, I love Perth racing. I've got... And I will always follow the Railway Stakes. I reckon they've got some of the best trainers in the country there. They've got some of the best horses. They've got William Pye, Chris Parnham. I think they've got a wonderful product. But I reckon they need to make their Railway Stakes $2 million next year. I think they've got the money to do just that, just to take on the rest of the country, especially with the money being put into some of the other races, like the Kembla Grange race there on Saturday. You've got the Zipping Classic that's been pushed back now to later on in November. So it'll be interesting to see what Rawa does with their carnival next year. But we need to move on, because we need to try and back some winners and learn a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But before that, we might fit in one here. Healesville is not far away, Jack. In fact, we'll take a break and we'll come back with that in just a moment. Healesville not far away. Favourite there is Spencer Franklin at $2.10. We'll take a break and come back with the first at Healesville. This is the Midweek Masterclass. Thanks to the Mailbag team, Jack Dickens, Pete Antonis and Mark Roden with you. First of all, to you, Jack, and don't forget, if you've got a question for the lads, and they're starting to flow in now, 0416 90 50 52. Maybe the best question today, Pete, wins your free set there on Saturday for Railway Stakes Day.
It'll be early prices. I'll be sending out a staking plan first thing Saturday morning, Gareth. So there won't be any updates during the day. But that's all we need.
We just need the early set.
Set and forget.
100%. Now, Jack, we need to learn about some of the horses that you want to follow going forward.
Oh, gee, man.
Now, we do this every week. Usually you're meant to be organised.
I did give you a text message saying I wasn't really have a lot to say about a lesson or a horse to follow, because the Cranbourne meeting, Gareth, some are saying was a heavy 48, some a heavy 37. either way, I think the format of the meeting is going to be pretty sketchy, and I wouldn't want to stamp any of those horses as horses you can back next start to your listeners.
But that's the perfect example. There's your punting lesson there, Jack.
Yeah. Ignore Cranbourne form from Saturday. The track was bottomless, and the figures were awful, but the track was so heavy that we don't know anything. So just...
You did. You surprised yourself there. That's beautifully done. Well done. Just leave it. Let it go to the keeper. Mark Roden, do you have a horse to follow or maybe a punting lesson today?
There's some really good performances at Newcastle on Hunter Day on Saturday. There's three horses sort of at different points in their career, I think, have sort of stamped themselves as ready to go to the next level. And they are all winners, so they're all obvious to some extent. But Lost and Running's win in the big race, sitting three wide with 59 and really braining them, suggested he's, you know, where Masked Crusader was maybe 6-12 months ago or a little bit further. Promising, hasn't yet delivered, but is ready to. And I think he's going to be a major player in the autumn off that performance. And there are two others, Mighty Deal, who's just going through his grades really nicely. Put a small but half-decent field away on Saturday. He can win, he can progress to maybe group listed level. And a filly Norwegian Bliss, who won the second last race, was very impressive. Look, probably had the pattern to suit, but she's undefeated and going places.
Dicko?
He might have had a little bit more to drink before he recorded the mailbag show yesterday because he virtually declared Lost and Running as the Everest horse next year.
That's not what I said, Jack, and you know it, but thanks anyway.
Lost and Running.
Futures bet for the punters at home, Lost and Running to win the Everest next year.
Pete Antonis?
Yeah, there was a couple of really nice parades there on Saturday, Gareth, and I'll be following a couple out of the yard. One was Red Can Man. He looks like he's probably the only real logical danger to Elite Street in the Winterbottom. He had a little bit of extra condition to come after his trip away to Victoria, and he's come back in really good order. Look, probably the other horse that I thought stood out to me from a visual point of view was Poulton Le Sands, which used to be with, was it the Denham Yard in New South Wales? Yes. And now has come across to Alan Matthews. He looks like he's on track for something big this summer. I don't know what it will be, but he'll win something at big odds. And it might even be something like a Perth Cup.
Wow.
A Perth Cup. Didn't you watch Holy Enchantment there in the early part of that meeting at Ascot there on Saturday, Pete?
Gareth, I was trying to get you a price next up by not mentioning your horse.
So, I should have mentioned that. That's a rookie mistake from myself. I apologise. Now, Pete, we might start with you with your staking plan for tomorrow, Wednesday racing, and we're heading, of course, in the West tomorrow, and we're going to Belmont, which is great.
Plenty of first starters, Gareth. So I've just been through all the trialers this morning, and the clear standout for me is from the Casey Yard, race 4, Border Force. Sorry, not Border Force. They've got another one in as well. And let me just find it. We've all got different names.
Border Force is on your brain when you live in Perth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's Rock and Rupert, Gareth. Rock and Rupert in race 2. I was looking for it.
Yes.
I'm hoping that Wuhan Warrior goes up short, just given that it's posted some really big figures in the last couple of starts. But they've both been on heavy tracks. This Rock and Rupert trialled really well just in front of its stablemate there in the most recent trial and completely gapped it, put 6 lengths on it in the straight. I'm not exactly sure what price we're going to get about it, but it looks like it's got endless ability. I'll be more than happy taking any price around that 250 plus.
So Rock and Rupert, race 2, number 4. Is it $200 a win straight out on that galloper?
Well, we don't have any market to guide us, but yeah, you may as well.
Bang, $200 the win. Mark Roden, what are we doing there in Sydney tomorrow? Of course, the meeting there we're taking a look at is at Rose Hill on a Wednesday.
Yes, don't have too many Rose Hill Wednesdays, but they're always interesting when they turn up. Look, it's one bet. I'm going to have 100 each way. Race 6, number 4, Francesco Guardi. An import, having a third run in Australia. It ran a close-ish fourth in Saturday grade behind Sushak last start, and now it gets Jay McDonald on, and it's drawn barrier 2. It's just going to tail the speed, not go around a horse, and it's 7 the win and 250 the place. That's close enough to a bet to nothing for me. So 100 each way, race 6, number 4, Francesco Guardi.
Yep, you're getting $7 for a horse tipped by Mark Roden, ridden by James McDonald and Chris Waller. That is a bet. Francesco Guardi at $7.250. Dicko, were you going to the toilet before when you were pouring that drink?
I'm sorry.
I thought, what the hell are you doing? Well, there you go. Now, you were pouring a drink. You weren't going to the toilet. But what are you tipping here at Sandown tomorrow?
Okay. Firstly, low spend last week, and I was way off, and I apologise to the listeners. I'm going to bet up this week. I love Sandown. We're back at the lakeside. Rails in the true. We're going to spend $350 right, with your permission,
yes,
Gareth.
Go ahead. You've got enough
race
money.
Race one, number two. First up, on debut, Price Kent trained John Allen rides. This horse trialled really well behind one of Kennywell's that ran second at Flemington in the carnival. This is race one, number two, Copperfield. We're going to have $50 on at the $4. I think it can settle second pair and go really, really well. Ollie rides a key chance, but I think it's going to be way worse than midfield.
Yep.
Then we're going to head to race four, number three. I'm going to say Pilot. It's probably wrong, but I'm going to pronounce that Pilot. $50 on at $4.40 with the tab. Please, Gareth.
Yep. How much are you having on it?
Yeah, $50.
Yep.
Next bet, $75. It's race five, number four, Ruru. Last start, complete matter, Uncle Waller Steamer in the Flemington Carnival, who failed, wasn't suited, can improve. Lance Coffin maybe leads. Very hard to beat. $75 on at $3, please, Gareth.
Yes, Brett Preble takes the ride.
Now we're back on this, coming out of Sale, the Progressive Horse. Race six, number three, Out of Isolation. $100 on at the $2.60, please, Gareth. I think this horse will almost lead, but probably be Coffin or one pair further back fence. So Rails and Run hopefully is a good spot to be tomorrow. And then we're going to bring it home with the goat, D. Oliver, who's had a freshen up. This horse looks very, very talented, was luckless. Like, if you backed it, you would have thrown up on the corner when he peeled off and he should have stayed on, but he didn't get out, would have won, didn't. Stackhouse off, Oliver on. Race seven, number seven, Love Takes Time. $75 on at the $3, please, Gareth.
So Love Takes Time at race seven, horse number seven. There you go. So you've got race one, number two, Copperfield. Race four, number three, Pilot. Race four, race five, number four, Ruru. Race six, number three, Out of Isolation. And race seven, number seven, Love Takes Time. That's your story there, Perfect. Jack. SMS is coming through, 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52. Hey, Pete, what are you going to do if Pikey doesn't take the jab? Now, I think that's a tongue-in-cheek question there. There was an article in the Western Australian by Jay Rooney saying that those rumours were just rumours and Pikey will be taking the jab, it sounds like.
It will make my life a lot easier, Gareth, if he's not riding. But no, I'm sure that the great man will do what he needs to be done to be riding this time next year.
Is Western Empire Jack just a moral? Not Jack, I should say. Pete, is he just a moral in the Railway Stakes at $2.30?
We'd want to see the barrier draw, but I really don't know who's going to beat him. I guess Kiss on All Four Cheeks is the only real danger at this stage.
Yep. Morning, lads. The King here. Cyril from Singapore. Little Zach Spain double at Wangaratta today. Philadelphia Storm into first watch at big odds. 51 into $21. Heavy track ideal. Last win was with Spain on a heavy track. Lovely bank builder for an all-up place multi tomorrow. Lady of Honour, Koi Hoi into Love Takes Time. You're welcome. That's from Cyril there. He's a little bit confident, Cyril.
Actually, Jack? Wangaratta. Gareth, yes. Let's make sure we ask Beer and Skittles yep. when he's on after us. Medal goes around in race two. No trials in Australia. 32 days between runs. There or thereabouts in a bunch of races in NZ. I think they paid pretty big money for this horse. Off the replays, half a pack chaser. I would love to hear what Mitchell thinks.
All right then, Mitchell Beer, Metal, we're going to have a chat. I think he's pretty confident about his Wangaratta races or runners today. I'm keen to get Jack's thoughts on Sandown as an industry asset. I think it's a great punting track, and as a race goer, it's the best laid out course of Victoria with the mounting yard just out the front of the betting ring. That's from Juppy from Bendigo there, Jack.
That's a great question from Jumpy, and I think the proof's in the pudding. Like, I've bet four times the money already at this meeting at Sandown than I did at Moonee Valley on Friday night, and especially at Cranbourne on Saturday. So given that the whole thing revolves around the blood that pumps through this industry is wagering, I'd be keeping it.
All right, then. Pete, treasured star this weekend, my final leg of a 110-1 multi. What are your thoughts?
I believe the barrier is out for that, Gareth, and it's drawn well. We'll start favourite. I'll just let it ride.
Yep. It's a good thing, nearly, isn't it? The filly taking on the boys in the guineas.
Yeah, I mean, look, Uncle Bob blinkers on first time. Should have won last start. Pike doesn't miss in these grand finals very often.
Even Uncle Bob got excited the other day when he mentioned this is the best horse that he's got at the moment going through the carnival. So maybe it's a bet even in the Kingston Town.
If you're not on already, you probably want to get on before Saturday.
This is a question for Mark. Lost in running, Mark, do you think that he's better over 1,200 metres, 1,300 to 1,400 metres than, say, the 6 furlongs?
That's a possibility, because I think this was, in terms of the overall performance, the best run of his career. And maybe, I mean, he did sit three wide. It was a big effort, but perhaps just that little softer tempo that you get over 1,300, 1,400 than, you know, chasing Nature Strip over 1,200 might suit him. Yeah, I hadn't actually given that a whole lot of thought, but that might be a good point.
Question for, this is for you, Jack. Ballarat coming up on Saturday. Do you have any secrets to that track?
Yeah, they should sell that before they sell Sandown.
Okay. Ballarat's a beautiful place, mate. That's a stupid
place. Hey. Nothing about Ballarat. Ballarat.
Yep.
Don't love betting on the Ballarat racetrack.
All right. But you love Sandown.
I love Ballarat. Mitch Friedman down Ballarat. Love the place.
Yep. Now, another question for you, Pete. Geez, you've been popular today. Who wins the winner bottom, Pete?
Look, Elite Street. How are they betting Elite Street, really?
That's a good point.
You could probably suggest a Graceful Girl if it gets the right draw. It's got a little bit of Celebrity Queen about her, but I don't think she's as good both as a racehorse and on pipe. The only other possibility... I'll come back to you with that one, Gareth. There might be a small blowout chance.
All right, then.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
Next week.
What's your...
The Midweek Masterclass.
This is from Tom. What's the most picturesque racetrack that you guys have attended?
Kyneton?
You haven't been there. It's a beautiful track, but you don't get out too much, do you, Jack? Mark?
No, I've been there. I was actually an extra there on Jack Irish, mate. I've been on the ABC. Okay. I'm an actor, and I was on Jack Irish. That's where I did my acting, and I've bet there a heap. When I was younger and didn't have kids, I'd go to the Kyneton meetings all the time.
Yep.
I love the place. It's beautiful, big willow trees as you enter along the river.
Mark?
Racetracks.
Yeah, I'm just going to put Jack into the car park here. I'm going to say Longchamp in Paris.
Yes. I love Longchamp. Maybe you should take the mailbag team to Longchamp. Maybe the best ever question next week can go to a free trip, thanks to the mailbag team, to Longchamp and then Shanti. Peter, I bet you say Broome.
I haven't been to Broome, Gareth, but I probably still have to say Broome, don't I?
Yeah, you
because
do.
Because it looks really nice.
You do. It's been a lot of fun, lads. I think maybe the best question might go to, I think, Brenton. He can get your free tips there regarding Treasured Star because he's got his final leg at 110-1. I think that's a great punting performance.
Yeah, that's nice.
Always a pleasure, lads. We'll catch up with you next week and we'll catch up with you throughout the week, Pete. But have you got a tip at the moment for the Railway Stakes? Is it Western Empire?
That's my punting lesson for this month, Gareth, is you don't have to bet in the features because they're probably not going to be very exciting.
Treasured Star, but we should put our house on it.
I don't have a house to put on it, Gareth, but...
Now, just quickly, good afternoon, gentlemen. If Jay Carr gets off tomorrow, would you take the 80-1 on offer to win the premiership? She's only 20 down at the moment.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. That is actually narrative I love.
Yeah. Why not, Rhino?
Jeez, it's going to be so much pressure and narrative around the J-Car. What a woman, what a rider. Can't wait to have her back.
Yep. All right, good on you, lads. Thanks for that.
Bye for now.
There we go.